We just started looking at Acts chapter 13, verses 13 through 15. So let me read verse 13 again. After setting sail from Paphos, Paul and his companions came to Perga in Pamphylia, where John left them to return to Jerusalem. Now, I noted that the main part of archaeological excavation for Perga started in 1946 and then was picked up again in 1985. And while there's no direct evidence of a Jewish population or synagogue at Perga yet, there is yet another 75% of the site that needs to be excavated. The remains of numerous impressive structures have been discovered there, including a theater, a stadium, a long colonnaded street, a restored agora, and a gymnasium. In addition, the remains of Roman baths, a decorative fountain, and Hellenistic towers and Byzantine churches have been uncovered. More than 200 spectacular sculptures have been recovered as well. Most of them are now housed at the Antalya Archaeological Museum. Now, these sculptures suggest that, like neighboring cities, Perga was probably a major source of commercial marble. Returning to Luke's account of a Jewish population and a synagogue, the best archaeological support for this actually comes from another city, Aphrodisias, which is some 160 miles northwest of Perga. Aphrodisias was a major marble center that produced a great deal of extraordinary sculptures and buildings. Among the archaeological finds at Aphrodisias is a 9-foot-high rectangular marble pillar that probably came from a synagogue there. It is inscribed with at least 125 names, 68 identified as Jews, 3 as proselytes, and 54 as God-fearers. Now listen to this. Inscribed in the margin of one of the monument's sides are the words, Samuel, elder from Pergus. The term elder or presbyterios, which was very likely refers to an official synagogue office holder. In this case, the Samuel identified on the monument probably came to Aphrodisias as a Jewish official from Perga. Now that we have some archaeology, let's talk about the geography associated with Perga. Getting to Perga was no easy feat. In order to cover the 200 miles from Cyprus to Perga, Barnabas and Saul needed to secure passage on a commercial vessel. In the first century, passenger ships for the general public simply did not exist. The vast majority of ships were used either for commercial or military purposes. Only the wealthy could afford private ships for pleasure or for passengers. Perga was located 7 miles inland up the Kestros River, which in modern times is identified as the Turkish Aksu River. Cargo that was transported over large distances on the open sea was generally loaded into large ships with deep drafts. These ships docked at coastal ports that could accommodate such ships. From what we know of the Kestros River, it was not deep enough for the large commercial ships, so Barnabas and Saul must have found passage on a smaller one. The closest seaports to Perga were Magados and Attalia. Barnabas and Saul were sailing to Syrian Antioch, so they must have landed at one of those ports or one of the other major Turkish seaports closer to Cyprus. We'll see more of that next time on Verse by Verse.